Today's Amud for Chazara is Tainis Chav Chesam and Aleph. We're holding on Chav Chesam and Aleph on the top of the Amud, Parsha Gedoyla. So Parsha Gedoyla, Kair Nesa B'Shnayim, we said that during the Mamadis, they read from the Sefer Torah, B'Shacharis, they read from the Sefer Torah, U'B'Musaf, U'B'Mincha, they were Kair and Alpihan. Then by Mincha, they only read by heart. They didn't read the Parsha from the Sefer Torah, they just read the Parsha by heart, like a person reads Kriya Shema. So ask the Gemara Yubayilu. The Gemara is a Shaila Hichikamer. How do you read the Mishnah? Is it B'Shachar Zubim Musaf? Shachar and Musaf go together. They were Kairi Naisa B'Sefer. That's when they read it from the Sefer Torah. Uba Mincha Kairi Naisa Alpeka Kairi Neshema. And then only by Mincha they read it by heart. Aydama Hachikatani. Or maybe this is the way you read the Mishnah. That B'Shachar is Kairi Naisa B'Sefer. And then Uba Musaf, Uba Mincha, they were Kairi Naisa Alpeka Kairi Neshema. By Musaf, that goes together with Mincha. Both by Musaf and Mincha, that's when they read it by heart. So Tashema, we learned in the Braisa, the Tanya, B'Shachris, B'Musaf, Nechnasim, L'Beis HaKnesses, V'Kairin, Keseder, Shekairin, Kol HaShana. It says both by Shachris and by Musaf, they had a proper Kriya Satayra. U'B'Mincha, Yachid, Kairi, Aysa, Alpeh. And then by Mincha, so someone would read it by heart and be might see everyone else. So you see, Lahedya, that Musaf had its own proper Kriya Satayra. Now, we mentioned in the end of the Braisa that by Mincha, so it seems like only one person would read it by heart and be might see everyone else. So, Amar Rabbi Yosi, V'chi Yachid Yachal Likris, Divrei Torah Alpeh, B'tzibur, is a Yachid able to be might see others with Torah Shebiksav and read it by heart? You're not allowed to read Torah Shebiksav by heart and be might see other people. Ela Kula Nichnasin V'kairu Naisai Alpeh, K'kairu Neshema. So rather, says Rabbi Yosi, then know that everybody read it by heart, and they read it to themselves like a person reads Kriya Shema. Kol Yom Sheyesh B'Yahal Ein B'Maimit. We said in the Mishnah, we're really going to focus on the Hemshech of the Mishnah, that when there's a day that there's a Karban Eitzim, so when there's a Karban Eitzim, there was no Maimid by Ne'ilah. Again, Mashman, that there was a Karban, there was a Maimid by Mincha, but the Eitzim was Mevato Ne'ilah, not Mevato Mincha. So, Ma Hefesh Bein Zeh L'Zeh, why was the Eitzim Mevato Ne'ilah, not Mincha? Says the Gemara, because Halalu Divrei Torah, Halalu Divrei Seferim. Because Mincha is considered a little bit like it's Midaraisa, there's a more direct remez to it in the Torah, by Yitzchak Avinu, that he went to Davin, as opposed to Ne'ilah, which doesn't have at least a direct remez, and therefore, it's considered like it's not Divrei Torah, it's like Divrei Seferim, and therefore the Eitzim is Mevatel it. But the Eitzim was not Mevatel Mincha, which is like Midaraisa. Zman atzei kayhanim va'am, Tan Rabbanu, we learned in the Braisa, Lama hutzrichu leimer zman atzei kayhanim va'am. What's up with this, that there's special times that these families brought wood? Can't you just bring wood whenever you want? What does it mean? So as the Gemara Amru, they said, Kishalu b'nei agayla, when they were ayla from Galus, in the Bizman binin b'yisheni, leimatsu eitzim b'lishka. So they didn't have any wood in the lishka, in the Beis HaMikdash. Va'amdu elu, it was these families mentioned in the Mishnah, these families that they got up, v'snadvu mishalahem, they gave over, they donated their own wood to the Beis HaMikdash, for the Mizbeach. V'kachisnu nevim shebeneihem, they made tonight, this is what's unusual about it, is that even if the Beis HaMikdash has wood, you're right, you could bring wood. If they don't have, for sure, go bring wood. Even if the Beis HaMikdash was filled with wood, they already had wood, you elu misnadvim mishalahen. During these nine times of the year, so these families, they would get to bring their own wood. Shenemer is the pasuk every single year. Shenemer is the pasuk says, v'agayrel esipalnu al karban eitzim, akayhanim aliyim va'am, lohavi lebeis alakeinu, lebeis avaysenu, li'itim uzumanim, shana b'shana, levayar al mizbeach Hashem alakeinu kakasa b'teira. And every single year, they made these lotteries, these nine times of the year, every single year, even if the Beis HaMikdash had its own wood, every year these families, during these nine times of the year, would get to bring their own wood. So we mentioned, this was referring specifically to Tu B'Av, to the 15th of Av, that amongst the families they got to bring wood on the 15th of Av, the Mishnah mentioned was B'nei Goyin Ve'ali U'B'nei Kaitzei Ketziyais. So Tanu Rabbanan, who are these families? Ma Hayu B'nei Goyin Ve'ali U'B'nei Kaitzei Ketziyais. What is this family? It's really one family, as we'll see. Who are they? What's their story? Where did they get these names from? Amru, they said, that Pamachas Gazra Amachas Gzeira Al Yisrael. One time the Goyim, they made a Gzeira against the Yidin, Shalu Yaviu Eitzim U'Maracha V'Shalu Yaviu Bikurim the Yerushalayim. That they weren't allowed to bring wood for the Mizbeach. And they weren't allowed to bring Bikurim to Yerushalayim. Vayishivu praise da Yisal Adrachim. They set up checkpoints with guards on the roads. Just like Yeravim ben Nevat did this, that Klal Yisrael shouldn't be oilu l'rega. So we mention him l'gnai. When we're mentioning the story. So when they made this gzeira, so what did the ksheirim in that dar do? Heviu saleh bikurim, they brought their baskets of bikurim, and they completely covered it with figs. It looked like they were just bringing figs. Unadlam, and they took them, the eli akispeyan, and the crusher, the eli that was on their shoulders. The kevanchegiu etzel prezdais, when they got to these checkpoints, so amrulahem, so the guards said to them, lahechanatam halchem, where are you going? Aymrim lahem, they said to them, lasishne gulet veila, bemachtesha shalafanenu, be'elish akispeyanu. What do you mean? Exactly like it looks like. We have these figs, we have the eli, there's a mortar, there's a machtesha in front of us, we're going to crush the figs. Cave and Shavru Mehem, once they passed the checkpoints, so Itrim Besalim, so they decorated everything, they decorated the Bikurim, they made their old baskets all nice, like you're supposed to, Vehavim Yerushalayim, they brought it to Yerushalayim, and like that, they were able to bring Bikurim, so they were called the Bnei Gain Ve'eli, they were able to be Gain of the Das of the guards with the Eli, and Kaitze Ketzios, they said that they were just going to be Kaitze Ketzios, and like that, they were able to bring their Bikurim to Yerushalayim. And Tana, Hein Hein Bnei Salmei HaNisayfasi, that they're the same thing as Salmei HaNisayfasi, either the Mamish, the same family, or at least they have a very similar story. So Tana Rabbanu, we learned in the Braisa, Mahim Bnei Salmei HaNisayfasi. What's this other story? What's the Bnei Salmei HaNisayfasi? Says the Gemara, Bnei Salmei is Milashon of letters. Where did they get this name from? That Amru, they said that Pamachas Gazra Malchus Gzeira Yisrael Shal Yavu Eitzim Lamaracha. Again, the guy had Gzeira. You weren't allowed to bring Eitzim to the Mizbeach. Vaishivu Prisgais Aladrachim Gedar Shahishiv Yerevim Benevad Aladrachim Shal Yalu Yisrael Larega. And again, they set up these checkpoints, these guards, just like Yerevim Benevad. So Ma Asu Yari Chachabai Seadar. So what did they do? They wanted to bring wood for the Mizbeach. What did they do? Heviu Gizrehan, they brought broken pieces of wood. Vaasu Sulamais, and they turned it into ladders. They made ladders out of the wood. Venichwa Kispeyan, they put it on their shoulders. Vahokulahem, and they started making their way to Yushalayim. Cave and Shigiu Etzlam, when they got to these checkpoints, so Amru Lahem, the guards, said to them, Leichanatim Halchem, where are you going? Amr Lahem, they said to them, Lahavi Gaizalis, Mishaivach Shlefanenu, Ubisulama Shakespenu. What do you mean? We're taking these ladders. There's some birds over there in Yerushalayim. We're going to get the birds from their nest. Kaven Shavru Mehen. Once they passed by these guards, so Pirkum, they broke up the ladders, the Heviyum, the Helum, Yushalayim, and they were able to bring the wood, they brought it to Yushalayim, they brought it to the base of Mikdash to have wood for the Mizbeach. Va'aleyam, Valkyaitzivam, Uaymer, Zeicha Tzadik Levracha. On these types of families, it says, Zeicha Tzadik Levracha, Valyarav ben Avad, V'chavir of Nema, V'shem Risham Yirkaf. Now the Mishnah then said, Be'esrim b'nei pachas maya ben Yehuda. And the 20th of Av was the family that got to bring the wood was b'nei pachas maya ben Yehuda. So Tana, we learned in the Braisa, b'nei pachas maya ben Yehuda, hein hein b'nei David ben Yehuda, differ Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says it's really referring to the b'nei David ben Yehuda, who were also mentioned earlier in the Mishnah, and this was their second time bringing the wood. Rabbi Yaisi Aymer, hein hein b'nei Yayav ben Tzruya. Then now it's referring to the family of b'nei Yayav ben Tzruya, and this was their first time going. The Esr Be'elul was Bnei Adar Ben Yehuda. The Mishnah had said that on the 20th of Elul was the family of Bnei Adar Ben Yehuda. So Tanur Rabbana, we learned in the Braisa, Bnei Adar Ben Yehuda, Hein Hein, Bnei David Ben Yehuda, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that this is referring to the Bnei David Ben Yehuda. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, this is when the Bnei David Ben Yehuda went a second time. So both Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda agree that the Bnei David Ben Yehuda went a second time. They argue about which was their second time. According to Rabbi Meir, it was Bnei Pachas Maya Ben Yehuda on the 20th of Av, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, it was Bnei Adar Ben Yehuda on the 20th of El. Rabbi Isi says that the Bnei Adar Ben Yehuda Heinei Bnei Yayav Ben Tzruya. It's referring to again the Bnei Yayav Ben Tzruya. So this was their second time going because both the Bnei Mayav Ben Yehuda and the Pachas Maya Ben Yehuda and the Bnei Adar Ben Yehuda are both referring to the Bnei Yayav Ben Tzruya. Now the Mishnah said that Be'echa B'Teves Shabai B'nei Parish Shnia. It said on the first day of Teves, that's when the B'nei Parish, that's when they went a second time. So it says the Gemara, Mani Masnisen. So who's the Tan of our Mishnah? The Mishnah's Mashma, from the fact that it only mentioned going a second time by the B'nei Parish, that it was only the B'nei Parish that went a second time. There's no other family that went twice. So says the Gemara, it's Le'i Rabbi Meir, V'le'i Rabbi Yehuda, V'le'i Rabbi Yosi. It doesn't seem to fit with any of the three Shitas that we just mentioned. E Rabbi Meir, Lisni, Shabai B'nei David. ben Yehuda shniya. I Rabbi Yehuda, listeni, shabbat b'nei David ben Yehuda shniya. Both according to Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah should have mentioned also that the b'nei David ben Yehuda went a second time. And I Rabbi Yaisi, and if the town is Rabbi Yaisi, listeni, shabbat b'nei Yayav ben Tzruya shniya. It should have mentioned the fact that Yayav ben Tzruya went a second time. So it says the Gemara lo'aylam Rabbi Yaisi. Really, the town of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yaisi. So what's the problem? The problem is that we have two braisas. One braisa by the Bnei Pachas B'maya ben Yehuda, and one braisa by the Bnei Adin ben Yehuda, and both these braisas quote Rabbi Yaisi as saying that these two families are both referring to the Bnei Yayav ben Tzruya. So it seems like Bnei Yayav ben Tzruya went two times according to Rabbi Yaisi. Says the Gemara, no. Utrei Tanoi Aliba to Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yaisi didn't say both things. Rabbi Yaisi said about a certain family in the Mishnah that it's referring to the Bnei Yayav ben Tzruya. It was the machloikis amongst the two braises, which one did Rabbi Yaisi say it? But he did not say it about both. So Yayav ben Tzruya only went one time. It's just the machloikis between the two braises, which one is Bnei Yayav ben Tzruya going, is referring to Bnei Yayav ben Tzruya.